4-1 win. Give us your thoughts after that.
I thought it was a good performance from us. You know, I'll give them a lot of credit. I think, you know, considering that they're three levels below us, they give a good account of themselves. But, you know, we controlled large parts of the game, and in fairness, we perhaps could have scored and should have scored quite a few more. But, you know, yeah, it's a good game, it's a good workout. I'm pleased with the way the lads conducted themselves. They stayed professional throughout, didn't get sloppy, apart from first minute, second half. And overall, very happy with the performance.
Started off well, didn't we? Obviously, Nat again involved. And we touched on it Saturday. McGlinchey went in the middle, second half Saturday, but he started in the middle tonight. How do you think he did from the start?
Yeah, he did well. I think, you know, he's work in progress in that position. You know, that's where we want to get him playing in the end. You know, he's still obviously he's learning his trade at the minute and learning his trade at our level. But he did well. What he does, he plays the ball well. Mm-hmm. You know, he gets people playing, and Nat can play off him. I thought he looked even better when he went out wide later on as well. But yeah, I mean, Nat's just Nat. I mean, at the minute he's unstoppable, isn't he? And you know, I said to him half time, you know, he ought to have had an hat trick after 7 minutes.
Yeah, and without taking anything away from anyone else, McGlinchey, Nat and Creaney look like they've got a good understanding now, linking up well.
Oh yeah, well, Nat and Creaney and McGlinchey like sort of feeding off them. I just can't see anybody stopping them at the minute. You know, they Nat and Creaney seem to know where each other's going to be. They're playing really, really well together, and they're making selection easy for us at the minute. And long may it continue.
Second goal was a bit of ping ball, but a good run from McGlinchey. But how many like deflections and bounces wide was there tonight? Because we put the ball in the right area, but it could have been a lot more than four if we had a bit more rubber the green.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want to disrespect Leicester Road. You know, they give a good account of themselves as well. But yeah, we had some great chances. I think they kicked off line two or three times, but we also, ironically, two or three.
Creaney
of the goals,
cleared one off the line as well for us as well,
yeah,
didn't he?
And two or three of the goals that we did score ended up being deflections as well. So you know, but we missed a lot of chances, and you know, we had a lot of half chances from outside the box as well that was shooting boots one time, as we kept missing the target. But yeah, a very good professional performance from us
on that point. And a few shuffles around. Kyle played centre back, Hollis right back, Carvel came in left wing. So touching on when you say professional performance, you must be pleased with everyone fitting in to the side like that.
Oh yeah, I mean obviously, you know, Dean Freeman's still out injured, and Lee Tors took a knock on Saturday, so you're still feeling that. So we had to shove it around, and defence was very makeshift. Jay was a reluctant right back, but I actually thought he had a cracking game there.
Yeah.
You know, he looked to get forward. He was virtually trying to play as a wing back. I thought Alex Dean came in and did really, really well. And James Carvel, I thought was sensational tonight. You know, he had a big hand in the opening goal. You know, from their corner, he held it up, brought them into play, and we got the goal. And he was getting chances in the 85th, 86th minute. He worked really hard. He did everything we asked of him. He can't do no more, can he?
Unbeaten start to 2018. Three games. It's going to be put to the test on Saturday when we travel to Hendersford, who are absolutely flying at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah, we say this week in, week out. In our league, and you know, teams have good runs and they have bad runs. And the difference between a good run and a bad run is very minimal, because, you know, a referee decision or a deflection or a bad pass is the difference. I don't think it matters whether you're playing top of the league or bottom of the league. If you're on it, you've got a chance. If you're not on it, you've got a chance of losing. And, you know, we've got nothing to fear from Hensford. They'll be wanting to get one back over us after what we did to them down here. But, you know, I'm fairly confident we can go in there and give them a good game.